We waited 30 years.
The wait is over.
But this season...
What happens now?
Champions of baseball.
It's time to defend the crown. This is World Champion Dodger Talk.
It's yours, Los Angeles.
Breaking down the world champion LA Dodgers all season long.
So happy, man.
LA Dodgers baseball is brought to you by Chef Marito.
Seasoning partner of the Dodgers.
Navi and tankless water heaters.
For endless hot water, visit tanklessmadesimple.com.
And by Chevrolet.
Buy new roads.
Don't miss an episode and get all the podcasts on the iHeartRadio app. Now your host, LA's favorite Dodger insider.
The city's favorite son.
Here's David Vasse.
Welcome to Dodger Talk. David Vasse with you until the top of the hour. Taking your phone calls at 866-987-2570. The Dodgers drop game two of this three-game series at SunTrust Park in Atlanta by a final score of 6-4. 866-987-2570 is the phone number. We already have a few people waiting to get on the show tonight. I will get to your phone calls in just a moment, but for Clayton Kershaw, a frustrating night and two consecutive frustrating starts. He has given up five runs or more in consecutive games for the first time since 2011. He's only done that four times in his career, and that all came prior to 2011. So these games are going to happen for Kershaw. I know he's still finding a way to pitch at a high level, but there are going to be certain nights where he just doesn't have it. And I guess the most frustrating thing for him is that those five runs were scored with two outs. When was the last time we could think of Kershaw giving up five runs with two outs? It's one thing where you get ambushed, where they're hitting your fastball early and often in the count, but I can't think back to a time where Kershaw was giving up five runs with two outs. And it all started with a two-out walk to Ronald Acuña Jr. He detests walking hitters. That's first and foremost. He can live with a home run, a solo home run. There are two things that resonate with me when it comes to Clayton Kershaw and some of the things that frustrate him about himself when they occur. Number one, walks, no doubt about it. Walks annoy him more than anything. And then number two, giving up home runs with men on base. And usually it's preceded by him walking a hitter or two. So tonight he did not give up a home run, but the Braves scored five runs on him with two outs. And it started with a Ronald Acuña Jr. Two-out walk, and it culminated in an Ozzie Albies two-run double for the fourth and fifth runs of that inning. So Kershaw now 7-5 on the season. Charlie Morton with the win and Will Smith with his 10th save of the season. Honestly, this game was so ugly and hard to watch, kind of like last night, but the Dodgers were victorious. There are bigger issues to discuss tonight on our short time here on Dodger Talk. And in case you haven't, if you haven't seen it, on SportsIllustrated.com, they have an expose on what I've been talking about for the last couple of weeks. I haven't gone too deep into it because I wasn't sure where Major League Baseball was going to go, but I have been letting you know that Major League Baseball was going to crack down on a big problem around the league that pitchers are using, not just rosin or pine tar to get a better grip on the baseball. They are using something called spider tack. That's one example of a sticky substance that pitchers are using to get higher spin rates on their fastballs, their four-seam fastballs. And Buster Olney of ESPN, during today's Dodger game, came out with details of what was discussed at last week's owners' meetings. And they have come to a conclusion that the offense in the game right now is not good for the sport. And a big reason why hitters are hitting collectively in the 230s is because pitchers are throwing 95-mile-an-hour fastballs that look like wiffle balls. It's one thing to try to hit the high velocity in today's game. It's another thing to try to hit a fastball right down the middle that is moving as much as a wiffle ball to your kid in the backyard. And if you watch these games the last 2 years, you've been seeing that with certain pitchers. And it's not just the Dodgers. I know everybody wants to point the finger to the Dodgers. And yes, their pitchers do have high spin rates. They have been high. And I know Sports Illustrated said LA is considered Spin City, but it is league-wide. And that's why Major League Baseball has rightfully come to the conclusion that they have to start policing this and do it immediately. And it will be policed immediately. According to Buster Olney, pitchers will be checked randomly by umpires, with every starting pitcher likely to be checked at least 2 times per start. And they all know about the time of game issues. So you're not going to have an umpire walk out there in the middle of the game in between pitches. But you are going to see umpires at the end of innings check what's going on with the baseball and what's going on with the pitcher's glove, maybe the belt. Umpires aren't dumb. They're very aware of what's been going on, but no manager has called them out to go check a pitcher. That just hasn't happened. And ever since Joe West took it upon himself to go out there and confiscate Giovanni Gallegos' hat during a Cardinals game, and Mike Schilt had some pretty strong comments in his post-game press conference using the phrase dirty little secret when it comes to all this, and he even went deeper of what pitchers were doing with this sticky substance, well, it was hard now for Major League Baseball to ignore. So the discussion about penalties, according to Buster Olney, have been centered on suspending offenders 10 days without pay, and position players also will be subject to foreign substance checks. So Major League Baseball isn't messing around. And we had a chance to catch up with Tom Verducci on an off-day Dodger Talk show on Thursday night. I brought him on specifically because he is well-versed in what's going on with the baseballs and what pitchers are doing to try to get higher spin rates. Here's what Tom Verducci had to say.
Yeah, I spoke with a couple of people familiar with those meetings, and not just those meetings. There's been a lot of internal discussions in MLB recently about this. If you go back to February of 2020, Chris Young, who was then the vice president in charge of baseball operations for MLB, sent out a memo to all clubs, essentially addressed to managers and general managers, but to all clubs, alerting them and reminding them of rules that are in place that you cannot put a foreign substance on the baseball. And of course, that rule has been there for a long time, but I think baseball began to understand early last year, actually before the season, that the situation was getting so rampant, it was becoming a problem. Then they went to sort of another phase besides that, I call it a mild warning. This year, if you remember, before the season, Michael Hill, who replaced Chris Young, said, we're going to have 3 different measures now to stay on top of this issue. One would be basically surveyors, compliance personnel, who would be around clubhouses, locker rooms, bullpens, and just around the field of play itself to see if anything nefarious was going on, that they were going to take randomly baseballs out of play to examine what, in fact, is on these baseballs, if anything. And thirdly, that baseball was going to monitor spin rate to see what individuals and clubs were showing an unnatural spike in spin rate. So all those 3 things have been in place. They certainly collected enough baseballs that almost have like super glue material on them, and the spin rate have jumped again. So they know all the evidence is there that proves this has become much more rampant. Now they're moving into another phase, which is basically enforcement. You know, they went from a warning to an evidentiary period, and now it's become something that they really need to crack down on. So I think you're going to see in the next couple of weeks a real crackdown in terms of enforcement. Of course, the umpires are the ones who will be in charge of that. And say if you're umpiring a game and you see a baseball that has some sticky stuff on it, I think in the past maybe you didn't do anything unless the other team complained. That was sort of the unwritten code in the game. But I think given the concern in MLB offices that the umpire then, I think, will go out to the mound, examine the pitcher, and see if he does find anything on that pitcher's hand, his glove, his belt, whatever it may be. And if he does, he's immediately ejected as the rules require. And in the past, those players have been suspended anywhere from 8 to 10 games. So there's a couple of things going on here, David. One is just we have rules in place, and what good is a game if the rules are ignored? So it's just kind of the fair play aspect of it. But there's another important part of that is, and that is what you alluded to earlier, it's harder to get a hit in the major leagues now than it's ever been. And I think if you return spin rates to where they were 3 or 4 years ago, there's no doubt in my mind that offense will go up. Now, how much it goes up, I don't know. But there is a reason why pitchers in increasing numbers are using this stuff, and that's because it makes it more difficult to hit. So if you take it away and put everybody on an even playing field, then I think you'll see offensive numbers go up. Are we going to return to, you know, back where we were 20 years ago? No, but I think any increase with balls in play and hits per game is something that MLB would like to have.
Yeah, baseball is struggling with offense as much as it is because of hitters' approaches. They don't need pitchers getting this type of basically illegal advantage in the game by using something to get a better grip on the seams and throwing their four-seam fastballs for higher spin rates than we have ever seen in the game. And that was Tom Verducci from Sports Illustrated, Fox Sports, and MLB Network. If you want to hear that full conversation, you can find it on the iHeartRadio app. We talked to him on Thursday night during off-day Dodger Talk. Now, going back to the Buster Only piece that came out while the Dodgers and Braves were playing today, he quoted one of his sources as saying, quote, "It's gotten completely absurd and it's time to clean it up." Yes, it is. 866-987-2570 is the phone number. We would like to congratulate Chris Martinez of Los Angeles, who receives a $50 Daniel's Jewelers gift card for correctly predicting the number of home runs in the game. For your chance to win a $50 gift card good at over 100 Daniel's locations, go to am570lasports.com and type in the keyword home run. Let's go on to North Hollywood. James, you're on Dodger Talk with David Vasse. Hi, James.
Hey, David, how are you? Really great opening to the show. I loved hearing all that from all sides, especially from ESPN. Of course, I'm a little bit biased, but I hate hearing that label of L.A. being called Spin City. Might that be due to the fact that we have great scouting, that we recognize good talent? I mean, go back to Rich Hill throwing 89 and pitchers saying it looks like 94 up in the zone out of his hand. You know, let's not rush to guilty. You know, it's got to be innocent until proven guilty on at least the potential accusation that was floated out there against us. So I'll say that about the Dodgers piece of this.
Yeah, I'm with you. And look, that's why I haven't used anybody's name, because I'm not a guy that's going to start accusing pitchers. I have a few thoughts in mind of the pitchers that are using it, but, you know, I'm waiting for the umpires to start cracking down on this, and then we could talk about whether or not guys are using it and who's using it and who was kicked out of a game. But until then, like you said, you're innocent until proven guilty.
I think that when I agree, and I think that when we get a statistically significantly large enough sample size, baseballs collected, umpires checking, you know, pitchers' hats or whatever, other the inside of their gloves in between innings. I think it's going to be interesting to see how rampant it is. You know, is it the next steroid scandal or is it something else?
Well, that's what everybody's saying. It's as big as the steroid scandal. And, you know, another way to determine whether or not guys were using it, if all of a sudden they're not as good of a pitcher as they were the first 2 months of this season or for the previous 2 years. I think that's another measuring stick. And James, I got to be honest with you, Trevor Bauer was publicly accusing certain Houston Astros pitchers 2 years ago on Twitter for using this type of substance.
Well, what's so interesting about Trevor Bauer, you know, making that accusation is, you know, his spin rate over the years has really increased and gone up. So it'd be interesting to know how he's now, I'm not accusing him now, but it's just interesting to know how he's accomplished that, you know, without that. But he's such a scholar of the game that I know that there are natural means, you know, by which to do this. I just, you know, mentioned Rich Hill as an example of a guy that just has that gift, so to speak. But it's funny you mentioned Bauer, because initially I was going to, you know, call in and talk about his start tomorrow and say, his fastball, he challenges guys with his fastball to a degree where I don't think the movement or the velocity allows him to do so. And against the Braves, top five guys in that lineup can crush the fastball. I was going to say, I hope he relies on his breaking stuff tomorrow. So, God, if Bauer's using it, we're talking about guys with four-seam fastball run and things like that. Bauer ain't one of them, because lately we've been seeing his fastball get shelled. Well, not shelled, but more than it should for a pitcher of his caliber.
All right, James, thanks for the phone call. It's hard to ignore the spin rate increase and just where his four-seam fastball spin rates are. They're up in the 3,000s. And honestly, this is all public record. It's not David Vassay or Buster Olney or Mark Pryor, the pitching coach, that only can get this information on spin rates. You can go on in the middle of a game and log on to MajorLeagueBaseball.com's sub-website, Baseball Savant, and they have a whole website that goes deeper into in-game statistics and spin rates, and you could see all this. So we will see which pitcher's spin rates go down over the course of the rest of the season if Major League Baseball is definitely going to be checking them and discouraging them from using anything extra other than rosin and maybe a little pine tar. And I know guys use suntan lotion combined with rosin. I've seen guys with that, but that's what hitters talk about when they say, you know, I don't mind pitchers doing that because I want them to have a grip on the baseball. That's completely different to what certain pitchers around baseball are using these days. It's completely different, and I know it's harder for the older generation of players to understand that. It's not the same thing. It's completely different. 866-987-2570 is the phone number. We want to wish congratulations to former Dodger catcher Mike Socia, who is the manager of the Team USA baseball team that just qualified for the Tokyo Summer Olympics. They beat Venezuela 4-2. Matt Kemp, Mike Socia, Logan Forsythe, all those guys are on their way to Tokyo if the Summer Olympics do happen. Team USA has qualified for the Summer Olympics, and congratulations especially to Mike Socia, one of the greatest managers of his generation and probably the last 20 or 30 years. That's how good Mike Socia is, and you look at his roster, it's not the most talented roster, so you got to give him some credit, and congratulations to all those guys, especially Mike, for leading Team USA to qualify for the Summer Olympics. We had James in North Hollywood just mention Rich Hill. Rich Hill was named the American League Pitcher of the Month for the Tampa Bay Rays in the month of May, and he followed that up with his first start of June by pitching 5 scoreless innings against the Texas Rangers for a 3-0 win. I mentioned the San Francisco Giants have the best record in baseball. They're 3 games ahead of the Dodgers, who are in third place now after the Dodgers lost to the Braves 6-4 in Atlanta. The Giants beat the Cubs up at Oracle Park 4-3, so they're 37-21, 3 games ahead of the third place Dodgers. The San Diego Padres in second place by a game and a half. So the Dodgers, Giants, and Padres certainly are in a 3-team race. And, you know, you don't want to be those 2 teams that have to play each other in a wild card game, especially the Dodgers, because their strength is in their depth. How much talent they could throw at you during a playoff series, that is all negated during a 1-game playoff game. So for the Dodgers, they want to try to find a way to win this division for a 9th consecutive season. Tonight, they come up short. Clayton Kershaw gave up 5 runs in the bottom of the 3rd inning with 2 outs, and the Dodgers fall to the Braves 6-4. They were without Max Muncy tonight. Max Muncy sprained his right ankle in the 4th inning of last night's game, and he was not available off the bench. And Dave Roberts, he ran out of position players before the 9th inning. Muncy took an x-ray at SunTrust Park. It came up negative. And Dave Roberts said before the game that Muncy is hoping that he will be available to play for them on Tuesday in Pittsburgh. The Dodgers close out the series tomorrow in Atlanta. They have a day off on Monday and then close out the 6-game road trip in Pittsburgh for a 3-game series. Trevor Bauer is on the mound for the Dodgers tomorrow. He is 6-3 with an ERA of 2.24. He's going up against Harvard Westlake's own Max Fried, who is 2-3 with an ERA of 5.35. Early game, breakfast with the Dodgers tomorrow. Pregame begins at 9 a.m., first pitch at 10:20. Thanks to Colin Yee back at our Burbank studios. Thanks to Dwayne McDonald at Dodger Stadium. And thanks to you for listening. In case you missed any of the show, you could podcast it on the iHeartRadio app or at am570lasports.com. Once again, the final score at SunTrust Park in Atlanta. The Dodgers fall to the Braves 6-4. Have a great night. See ya. Yeah.